by ship, by plane, by road, by human carriers. Goods are smuggled dangerously out of one country into another. Goods which are forbidden cargo. Revealing the inside story of Burning Fortune.
Salty?
Don't like it.
Holy smoke! Spaniards!
Ah.
Can see them clearly now, through the glasses. Spaniards, all right.
Want to bet, Greg?
On what?
That it's a Spanish custom boat.
You said it was 10-1 we'd meet them before making Tangier. So it's true, eh?
That they hijack cargo, sell off arrested boats?
Yes.
It's their latest racket. Got all the smuggling boys worried. They can't kick. The Spaniards know that. Enjoy selling the cargo, splitting the proceeds among themselves.
And what happens to the money they get selling the boats?
Help swell customs department funds. Yes, it's a nice game.
Hey, Salted, they're clapping on speed. Straight for us.
I've been praying for a chance like this.
Chance? We're not running contraband. I just decided I wanted to see Tangier, have a holiday.
Remember I once told you I'd worked with the boys for a few years after the war, running cigarettes from Tangier to Italy?
Mm-hmm.
Spaniards ran down a friend of mine. Drowned.
She?
Mariar Angeli.
I see.
This boat of yours got a steel reinforced bow.
What?
Here they come.
Greg, you want to lose your boat?
I'm not running contraband. They can't.
When those gold ring boys find you're not, they'll take it as a personal insult. No cargo for them to hijack and sell.
Let them be insulted.
You
don't get me. Listen, they'll steal this boat. They'll sell it to make their loss.
They can't do that.
No.
Well,
make up your mind. Give me a free hand or lose your boat.
No, this is the Mediterranean. Free water. They can't do it.
Holy smoke, Greg. Make up your mind.
Next person will be right at us. They can't do this to me. Who do they think they are?
They're swinging their guns at us.
All right. Take over.
Ah. Half speed. Half speed it is. Be ready, Greg. Let them get almost across our bow. Full speed ahead. Everything she's got.
Salty, you're going to ram.
With luck. Brace yourself.
Will it broadside?
Drown Maria, would you? Drown yourselves. Drown yourselves.
Some place this, Salty.
Mama Mosquito's Cafe. Tangier's rendezvous of the rich.
Looking around, I think it was the back bar of the United Nations. Who's the button dancer? Egyptian?
Italian. Good?
That's an understatement. She's cremating me.
Maria's sister, Fatina.
So? That's why you brought me here.
Could be.
Salty, who was she? What happened?
Ah, just a girl I knew.
Today, out there, as you swung the boat to ram those Spaniards, I heard you
forget
say...
Forget it.
Kick my teeth in, but I'm curious. Was he drowned?
Drowned. Murdered. Same thing.
Spanish patrol.
She was with me. I didn't heed to when they ordered. I knew what they were after. I tried to make a run for it. They cut my boat in half. They churned up the area with their propeller. I was the only one they missed. It was dark. I was picked up next morning by an Italian freighter put ashore in Naples. That's where you found me. A grog-sodden deadbeat. Why'd you offer me a job on your boat, Greg?
They like the cut of your jib. They like to see a deep-water man rotting and dried up. So, she's her sister.
It happened 4 years back. She was only 16. Maria, 20.
No, I understand.
I hope the fish will be sick. Another drink?
Yes, could use another. Salty, you know me. Just a roving fella, running chartered cruises for the tourists. Get my nose clean.
Oh, forget it, John. Spanish customs will report another boat missing, that's all. No survivors to say what happened, just another one of those things. Oh, well, here's to it.
Yeah.
Greg.
Yes, go ahead. I'll see you back on the boat. Oh, tell her I enjoyed her dancing.
Oh, thanks. You'll be able to get back okay?
If I get lost, I'll ask a policeman.
No. Don't do that.
Oh, why not? Surely a...
Greg, this is Tangier. It's night. There isn't anybody who doesn't know there's a strange boat in port. Well, that means strangers. Us.
Oh, it's that dangerous?
In this area, yes. It's the Moorish part. The Grand Stucco. Only wide-eyed American tourists come here. With a guide.
Well, there's a few Englishmen and Europeans in this place.
All of one profession. Look. See that sleek, black-haired guy with a girl on his knee?
Hmm?
Manolo Riono. Waterfront racketeer. And the fat one with a cigar tickling his companion. Nicky Avicino, Italian marijuana dealer. The big sweaty Dutchman, see him?
Hmm?
Carl Radick, gun dealer. In the corner, that little man with the red head. Bobo Madero, customs inspector who knows when to look the other way. Oh, and you see that slim dark fella kissing the senorita?
Yes.
Pablo Vancelos, local agent for a ring of South American white slavers. As I said, all one profession. Regarded on both sides of the Mediterranean as honorable.
Smuggler.
Yeah. Dealers in forbidden cargo. Everyone making a colossal personal fortune.
I need another drink. You?
No, I want to catch Bettina. All right?
All right. I'm carrying my Luger.
Be good.
And speak for yourself.
It's Gregory Barrett. Everybody calls me Yank. How do you do? May I join you in a drink?
Get yourself a glass.
The funny thing, you know, I figured you'd say just that. I was prepared for any eventuality. Say, that's a man-sized drink. Wait till your sorely work went to tell Patina and Julia the news before I joined you. Well, here's down with Spanish customs.
Ah. News.
If Maria's death has been avenged. Sound like Hollywood at its best, don't I? Aren't you drinking, Greg?
I'm feeling antisocial.
With me? Oh, now, Greg, let the British Lion and the American Eagle work together friendly.
You're drunk.
Stone cold. Cigarette? I can sell you them for fivepence a packet. Tell you where you can sell them for 4 shillings a packet. Don't mind if I have another drink, do you? Interested? Go on, buddy. Take a cigarette. Best American make on the market. Genuine Virginian tobacco, no marijuana. Though I could let you have a cargo of that if you're interested. Now, let me light it for you. Now, you're real service, buddy. And when you want service, ask for the Yank. Yeah. You're Gregory Barrett, age 34, divorced once in the Royal Navy, now owner of a 120-foot ex-motor gunboat, registered Port of London. Once had four engines, now only two. Been hiring out for charter cruises to big businessmen so busy that they take the secretaries with them on vacation. Your London bank shows a low balance, £373.17. Today you rammed and sunk a Spanish customs patrol boat, no survivors. Congratulations. You're now at a loose end. You want to tie it up with at least £160,000 cash for an 800-mile run? No questions asked. You smoked it out, but let me relight it for you. Nice place here, Mama Mosquito's Cafe. You ever met her, Mama? She's some day a character. Personality like a diesel truck, face like Mary Dresner. You'll never marry? You'll make a fortune in Hollywood, but prefers running this joint. What she don't know is not worth a dime. What she does, she's paid to play dumb. Guess that's why she ain't been interested in Hollywood.
Who are you?
Just call me like I say, Yank.
Suppose you tell me something I don't already know about myself.
I left my crystal ball at home, but it doesn't matter. I read it this morning. It said there's money in your future. But I told you that, didn't I? £160,000. How? What have you in your mouth?
Cigarettes?
Yeah. By the carton.
Aren't you afraid to tell me that?
No, no, you're an honest guy. A straight shooter, as they say back home. A square hombre. We have only honest operators in our ring. Work in with us, and you'll be a millionaire within a year. Say, I'm almighty dry.
Yank.
Yeah?
Why me? Salty Burke, yes, but me.
Simple. We've been watching you, and
who's this we?
And never mention tough brains. I get my instructions. Listen, a four-question quiz. One, who owns the book? Two, who is known to the control commission that runs this paradise of parasites? Three, who isn't known to the Tangier Sûreté? Four, who can smuggle out unsuspected 800,000 packs of smokes? Answer, you, Greg Barrett. You win the jackpot. Have a drink?
How did you know about that Spanish boat today?
The voice of the sea. Marks on your bow a blind man couldn't miss.
You know, I wish I knew if you were sane or what you'd call a screwball.
Does this pass your lunacy test? 800 cases of cigarettes, each case 100 cartons. Each carton 10 packs. Total, 800,000 packs. Cost 5 pence a pack, sale 4 shillings. Profit, 160,000 pounds.
Does not. If I agree, where do I run them?
If your middle name, Rudyard Kipling. Cargo loaded on your rest bucket this time tomorrow night.
165. For one run.
Greg, we're not in the smuggling racket for peanuts. This is big business. I guess you might say the biggest in the world, a free enterprise. You either agree, or next time you leave port, you join those Spaniards on the bottom of the West.
I'm being threatened.
You've been given the choice of turning into fish food or turning up a fortune.
Okay, Yank?
Fine. Now listen, by tomorrow night, the cargo will be loaded. You sail immediately. Destination, northern coast of Portugal, Belengas Isles, 380 miles from here. There'll be patrols and gunboats most of the way. Dodge them, beat them off, come Hades in high water, stay at sea, deliver the cargo. Chart with position and time of rendezvous into Belengas will be handed to you just before you sail. Right?
Right.
Greg, this is your first run with the forbidden cargo. Figure to hijack it, and you figure a watering can.
Have a gargle, bud. I'm dry.
Good heavens! What's that?
Greg! Greg, clear out! Clear out!
Too for a breather.
Oh, I've been thrown out of some places, but never chased out by bullets. Who's the supercargo, Salty?
Greg, meet Patina.
Oh. How do you do, Patina?
Mr. Greg, Salty, she tells me good things about you. I am sorry.
So am I. He should have told you the bad.
You do not make me clear. The shooting. I'm sorry the shooting. It starts. It was my fault.
Remember me point out to you that marijuana dealer? Nicky Avicana?
Yes.
He came into Fatina's dressing room as though he owned it. And her. I tossed him out. Like a fool, I didn't see if he carried a gun. When we came out, he was waiting. Said he was going to shoot her, me, and you.
Me?
Because the Yank was offering you a cargo instead of him.
Well, I'll be barnacled. Can't anyone do anything in this place without the whole port knowing?
It is Tangier.
Well, I'm beginning to realize.
Feel like making the boat now, Patina?
Yes, Don.
So, one moment.
I know what you're going to say.
She can't come aboard.
Listen, Greg, if I leave her, that dope dealer...
The greasy pig. He dribbles and falls like this.
Hey, Greg. Until it all blows over.
Please, no. Mr. Greg.
Women spell trouble. But I'm a fool.
You won't regret this.
Let's hope not.
Oh, Mr. Greg, I kiss you. So.
Salty, she's your supercargo. You're in charge. Now, let's head for the boat.
Greg, the Yank.
Mm-hmm. Know him?
Yeah. Belongs to a smuggling rig.
You told me.
What else?
Tell you when we get aboard. He made me quite a good proposition.
So?
I accepted.
Mm-hmm.
Another 15 minutes, Greg, and it'll be all stowed away.
Well, what's the matter? You massacred your smoke.
Nervous, eh?
Perhaps. Quit worrying. We'll be out of here in 15 minutes with a fortune to burn.
Hey, that's good. Fortune to burn. Cigarettes, burning fortunes, eh?
Greg, that arrow to the dock gate sent word there's a French customs inspector on the way. Marnier, one of the few who can't be bribed, right?
Right. I'll go meet him, toss him in the dock.
I'll bring the horse, Yorete, down on our decks. What's biting you?
He's got to be stopped. Get one of the loaders to go knife him. Tell him there's $50 for the job.
No, we can't murder.
Did you stop at those Spanish customs?
Salty. Marnier, he does not know me, but I know his reputation. I go meet him.
No.
This I do to help.
Yeah, that's it. Turn the dame loose. Honey, you go meet this guy. Get him interested elsewhere, but get him out of sight of us for 15 minutes.
Listen, I...
Salty, I do this with pleasure. I know men. I shall return in 15 minutes. Alone.
Greg, make this stubborn mule see the light. It's our only chance.
Martina, watch yourself.
If anything happens to her, I'll hold you two responsible. Savvy?
Forget it, Bert. I know dames, and if that one don't know how to look after little Bettina, then I sure miseducated myself.
Let's get a hand with the blasted cases. It's making me jumpy as a cat.
I'll get back to the engine.
Yeah, you do that. They gotta run smooth, Bert. Real fine and smooth. Or we end up in the wet.
Martin here.
Oh.
I fix good.
That a girl, honey. Well, boys, the last cigarette's aboard. Let's shove off pronto, huh?
Right. See you when we get back, Yank.
Not this baby.
Look, it was agreed I'd pay you for the cargo out of the proceeds.
Sure, but I'm coming along for the ride, bud. Now, listen, here's the setup. Water's in top range, you know.
No. What is this, jump?
Just hold your hormones, fellas.
Make it good, Pally.
Look, what do you guys take me for? A charitable soul? Bet you have 800 cases of smokes in the slate. Nuts. I'll admit this cargo had to get out of Tangier tonight. All our boats are taken up with other stuff, so we picked on you, right? So I'm sticking around. Gonna make the run up to Bergalli's with you. See, did you get the money? Less cost of the cargo, less 10% commission.
Whose commission?
Mine. And get this, the three of you. Spread the word back I collected a commission, and it'll be the last vocalizing you'll do. Savvy?
There's no need to wave that gun, Yank. Sir, I'm the dope. You'll get your 10%.
Anyway, what are you screaming about? What's 10% of 160 grand? 16 grand, that's all. After you paid me, Commissioner, of course, you're still clearing close to 100,000 pounds. Rather, like you can say it in any lingo, that's big dough. Yes, sir.
All right. Put that gun away and let's shove off. Salty, engine's okay.
Sweet as treacle.
Good. I'll take the wheel. Yang, cast off astern. Salty, go up forward.
I can do something, yes?
Yes, you can do something. Get below.
Yank, cast off.
Cast off.
Salty.
All clear.
Right.
Say, honey, them two guys both up on deck.
Greg, he's up the wheel. My Salty, he's with his engine.
Say, after this trip, what are you going to do?
Oh, many things.
Such as?
Such a woman she loves.
Sure, but she's got to have the right man.
Like you?
Like me?
You're big. You're strong.
Feel them muscles. Go on, feel them. Go on, feel them flexing. Now feel them around you.
No.
Listen. Listen to Papa. I got a pile of dollars stashed away. A great big pile of brand new greenbacks. Uncle Sam's genuine dollars. More than enough to thaw you up in all the new coats of Park Avenue. When this trip's over, let's you and me get together, honey. Dwell on it, babe. Dwell on it. Mink coats, nylon stockings, silk.
Martina, there's trouble coming. Put on one of those life jackets.
Listen, Bud, no gay.
Shut your mouth. Put on a life jacket. Get up on deck. Man the foreign machine gun.
Gun!
Salty! Spaniards?
Yeah, gunboat. They're going to make a run for it.
Hey, say, I ain't taking no gunboat. Let them come up and I'll talk turkey, huh?
I don't like Spaniards. If they come up, we fight. Understand?
Sure.
And get up on deck. Jump to it.
Salty, you believe in me?
Yeah. Now stay here. Whatever happens, stay here.
Now the boss.
Over hard all the way.
Hey, what's the big idea? Hey, we're turning over. We're turning over.
Hold it, Salty. She'll do it. She'll do it.
Kicking like Mark caught in the mangle.
What's the plan?
A little trick I once played on a German E-boat. Right. Now straighten her up.
Straighten her. Head for them. Keep 100 yards to the starboard. If they try to turn, turn with them. And keep at the same distance.
Right.
Yank. When I give the word, open fire with that gun.
Sure, sure. But what do I aim at? The guys at the wheel?
Yes. I'll go for just behind the bridge. At the water line.
Water line? Greg, you're off to the ammunition room.
Am I? Watch it. They're turning. Turn with them. Turn with them. Keep her steady. Yank. Get ready. Fire. Keep turning with them. Keep that gun at them. Keep it up. Keep it up. Cease fire.
Mother saints.
Resume normal course. Maintain full speed ahead.
For that center light, Greg.
Now, what's there?
It's a small uninhabited island. Not all of them carry a population.
Yeah.
Hold it steady. Right, cut engines.
Nice work, fellas. Right on time.
Oh, we get the cargo off.
Our friends will tie up alongside. Bucket chain the cargo off hand to hand. Here they are. Pancho, dead on time, huh?
And a yank. Is it good?
You have the money?
Si, senor. But let us be unloading, Felix.
The money?
Or we stop your boys unloading.
Senor, I have the money.
In here.
Right. Smile, Pancho. We brought you a fortune all the way up from Tangier.
Si. Where the money? The money. 100 pound rolls.
Start counting.
One, two, three, four, five,
six. 158, 159, 160,000 pounds.
Correct?
Correct.
Now I go help the final unloading. Gracias, signore. We do business. It's a plenty good business again. See?
Perhaps.
His saints watch over you. Gracias. Gracias.
Salty, the money. Let me look at those bundles.
Why? Anything wrong?
Let me look. Salty, this one, this roll, this. Or these. The rest, they are no good.
Good?
These, no good.
Yank, I wouldn't reach for your gun if I were you.
By the gods, Greg, she's right. These are forgeries. Recognize them? Sterling notes the Nazis counterfeited during the war. I knew there were still thousands in existence.
All right, Yank. What's your answer?
Get Pancho. He fainted.
A bit late for that. He's gone.
Now, listen, you guys.
They were your friends, not ours.
It's a trick, Salty. Look at his face. He's lying.
You shut your mouth. Yank, you know what happens to anyone who pulls a double cross in this game.
I thought you wouldn't do that for me. Honest, I swear I did not agree that Pancho would pay you a bundle of phonies.
15,000 pounds worth. Mr. Greg. It's ironic. The Yank's commission.
By the Lord have it. All right. Bettina, give the Yank his money. Pay the gentleman his commission.
Say, listen.
Take him, Yank. Put him in your pocket. Don't worry if they get wet. Wet? Come on, Yank. Out on deck. The island's only a few yards off our port.
And it's a mild night for a swim.
No. Now listen, fellas, there's sharks around here. Sharks, do you understand?
Does brother it, brother?
Why, you dirty crab, if only you kept out of this.
Thanks, Bettina.
A woman's pleasure.
Now let's go. Back to Tangier. From now on, we're running nothing but forbidden cargo. There's a fortune in it.
The story you have heard is factual. Names have been changed to protect the identities of those concerned. Listen again for another exposé of those who deal in forbidden cargo.